Welcome to Dish Nation!
You won't believe what Bradley Cooper is banned from his movie sets.
Ooh, honey, and Ryan Gosling is revealing his hardest role, and it might surprise you.
Plus, Charles Melton had some fun gaining 40 pounds for a role. We'll find out how he did it, but Tanner, why don't you kick us off?
Oh, thank you so much, Brad. Okay, guys, here's a question.
Okay.
You ever think about if things had gone differently for your favorite stars?
Mm.
Like, for example, Margot Robbie, she's a superstar actress, mm-hmm. right? But in the early days, she was working as an extra, y'all, and it could have led to a different career path. Jesse, will you tell us what she said?
Oh, yeah, I did some unpaid commercials.
Okay, hold on, full stop. You know she's Australian, she's not Southern.
Okay.
I did
that
some.
That was Austin.
That was Ellie Mae.
Okay, cheerio. No, that's London. Yeah. Okay, I did some unpaid commercials. I was in a background of a Hooters commercial.
Beautiful.
That person gets to eat lunch first. Well, a Hooters manager was apparently impressed because he wanted Margot to work at the restaurant, to which Margot said,
I think I'm gonna wish for more. Mm. Cheerio.
There's also nothing wrong with working at Hooters.
No, absolutely nothing wrong. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys enjoy the uniforms.
Listen, I may or may not. Yeah. Listen.
Have you had a couple Hooters in your day?
Mm-hmm.
You
be getting
you hooted?
Okay. I've had some more than a mouthful burgers. That's.
You know what's crazy though?
Really?
I always thought it was like people went there for the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went, I was like, oh, y'all not coming here for the wings. Y'all coming here for the wings.
No, we was going for the breast.
Yeah, I was going to say the breasts and the thighs is what they're going to.
Yeah, with the short shorts and the stockings.
All right, now there's certain things you gotta deal with when you live with someone, like quirks or habits that might annoy you. For example, Josh Peck's wife, Paige, has a problem with how he eats.
Oh, wow.
Now, Josh said, I'm a loud chewer, which is why my wife makes me eat cereal in a different room. It's a shame because I love cereal.
I hate people who chew.
What's a loud chewer?
I hate people
Like if you smack?
Like, first of all, people who chew with their mouth open.
Really?
Because you're always... Like, what is it? What? Come on, Woody Woodpecker.
It's giving John Witherspoon in the kitchen on Friday. Every time I'm in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen.
I hate it.
Brother, she's lunch and he's eating loud. What's wrong with that?
Well, cereal is very loud. Wait, hold on. What?
Never mind. You always late, Tanner, to the party.
You gotta catch up.
I'm sure she didn't complain if that was the scenario she wouldn't complain.
Right.
But
I mean,
I'm sure.
But even then, I'd complain. Come on, Woody Woodpecker.
No.
No.
You complain?
No. You wanted to be quiet?
You gonna look down at me?
Are you not trying to be part of it?
My glory.
Treat it like a library?
Yeah.
It's all part of a well-balanced diet, Jesse.
All right, y'all, we all know Bradley Cooper is an actor, but he's also a director. He called the shots on A Star Is Born and Maestro, and he recently let us in on one unexpected rule for his movie sets. Bradley said, when I direct, there's no chairs. I've always hated chairs on set.
What?
Your energy dips the minute you sit down in a chair.
Oh.
But he did say that there are apple boxes around, which he called a nice way to sit. So what y'all think of this?
I agree, because the producers here sit on apple boxes.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what he's saying.
It's kind of like a relief chair. Like, you know, there's no chair in sight, but ooh, this box. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, like it doesn't
You
give
can't
comfort.
Get too comfortable.
Right.
You sit on the box is kind of hard. You won't get comfortable.
Oh. I mean, so let's just say, like, you know, if you had the opportunity to star in a Bradley Cooper movie, and I don't know, you got bunions or maybe, like, you know, like mangled feet. Like, would this be a deal breaker for you? Because at some point, you're going to feel like you need to sit and you don't want no chairs on the set.
We'd have to write that into my contract. I'm sorry, Bradley.
Really?
I need to sit down.
But what if we did Dish Nation standing up? Why not?
Why?
You get to show those cute legs.
No, I need to sat down. I got knee arthritis.
Oh. Arthritis?
Like ARF?
Yeah.
Arthritis.
This knee is not as mobile as it used to be.
Oh,
you know,
man,
when it starts hurting when it's raining outside.
Oh. The warranty went out on that knee.
You had an injury on it before. Mm. Yeah.
Too much
brain. Been on them too much.
All right. You got to stay off those knees, Jesse.
Yeah. Tanner.
Kaepernick.
Moving on! Riverdale actor Charles Melton recently shared how he achieved his 40-pound weight gain for his role in the film May-December.
Wow.
He told reporters, I ate a lot of favorite childhood snacks like Gushers,
Yummy.
Fruit Roll-Ups, ice cream, pizza with popcorn on it. It was great.
Pizza.
Now, As for why Charles opted for the snacks that you might find in the lunchbox, the actor claims it just felt right for the character. That was in character, you guys. Oh, really? All for character.
Okay. That's wild because you're so used to seeing him in a certain type of shape. Yeah. It looks like him in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? What are some weird snacks that you guys like to, or what are some childhood favorite snacks that y'all?
Boston baked beans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what I used to?
Like, you used to just.
Do you know Boston baked beans are?
Candy coating?
Oh, wait.
That's it's a little candy with like a red coating around it, and it looks like a bean.
It's around a peanut, kind of like.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, honey, it's all right.
They didn't have those in Haiti.
They have it in Ghana.
You know what I eat?
Now, you know what I do like to eat? This is going to sound weird, but I like to eat
eggplant.
Hot...
We know, girl.
Wow.
We know, girl. Wow.
No. Yeah. I do like to eat hot Cheetos, but with sugar.
What?
I know, it sounds crazy.
I can
crazy,
see the balance, a little salty,
so
sweet.
Good. Really? It tastes so good.
Like, how much sugar are we talking?
Like, cover, like, I cover it, the first layer, I cover the first layer, and I shake it up. So good.
I just like
high blood pressure and diabetes.
Yes.
Yeah. In a bag.
Yes.
Wow, yummy.
Brad, y'all had the pickles with peppermint?
Yes.
Wait,
all the time. The
pickles, pickles with peppermint? With sugar. You're downing hot Cheetos with sugar?
No, the pickles with peppermint is normal.
Well, y'all, speaking of movie roles, Ryan Gosling has starred in many films over the course of his career, but there's one role he felt was very, very challenging.
Really?
So in an interview, he revealed that his character Ken in the movie Barbie was the most difficult role that he had to prepare for, and here's why. Let's take a look.
This is the hardest part I'll ever play.
Did you really think that?
Yeah. I mean, how do you approach playing a 70-year-old crotchless doll? There's no research you can do for that. There's no one you can shadow. There's no documentaries you can watch. There's no books written about it.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
But you know what? It was funny, though, watching him leave, like, the Barbie universe, go into the real world and be like, oh, they have...
The patriarchy.
They have the patriarchy and they got the patriarchy. Like, just realizing that men really had manly things. Like, just
In the Barbie movie, he realizes that real men had joints and he had no joint.
Yeah, so, like, so there's in the levels Barbie, and layers to it. He winds up in... Sorry, spoiler alert. He winds up in the real world, which is run by men, and so he gets involved in the patriarchy, brings it back to Barbie Land, which has been ran by women.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. It had to be hard, though, because, like, if you watch the movie, he's very funny in it, but he's also, like, very serious. Like, Ken has very specific motivations.
Yeah.
So you saw Barbie. You watched
Barbie. I sure did, yeah.
Really?
You could tell we didn't get it.
Okay, so that's what I'm like.
The patriarch and the...
Yo, like, Barbie deadass, she left Barbieville, went into the real world, and her first thing was, I'm here to see my gynecologist. Like, she wanted to have a...
Hoo-ha.
Yeah, hoo-ha so bad. I was like, girl, do you know what comes with this? It's not fun at all.
A lot comes with that.
Right. Gary, could you have played like a doll? Could you have played a Ken doll?
Yeah.
How would you have done it?
Hi, Barbie.
Help us.
It was more so given the doll that people like say, where'd they touch you?
Yeah. The trauma doll.
Yeah.
The trauma doll.
Darby.
Darby. Oh.
Jesus.
Up next, honey, which talk show host is breaking their silence on their weight gain? Come right back to find out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, our friends.
Hey.
Now, it's usually a new relationship with jetting off to college that makes you gain a little... pushing for the cushion. But The View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin says that ever since she's been at the show, she's gotten thicker than a Snicker. Now, during an interview, the TV host said, according to one of the producers, everyone who works on The View gains 15 pounds, but she's only gained 5 pounds and she's eager to lose it quickly. And I guess that's what happens when, you know, you make the kind of money you make on The View. I imagine the snacks is probably a little bit more hefty in the back.
They probably got bomb craft services.
They probably got like full-size Snickers instead of like the fun size.
Definitely got a chef on The View.
That's so true. Where do you tend to gain weight, Garrett?
I need to go on The View here. My legs are still searching for meat, honey. But right now, they can hold up anything.
Oh,
they are strong, Gary.
Those are antique legs, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sturdy.
Don't walk next to him. He will leave you in a heartbeat.
Okay. Gary, Yeah. Gary do walk like Speedy Gonzalez.
Walk like somebody is chasing
time
him.
Time waits for no one.
And the crazy thing is, arms don't swing as fast as his legs be moving, and it's just tight and gathered, just like. Like, has anybody gained like weight since being on Dish? Or
yes.
Like, really?
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. I gained 12 pounds last year.
Well, I had a baby, so I can't really count that. Yeah.
I've probably thrown on 10 since I moved to Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, I food different.
Yeah, Dish, we got, I mean, we got the chips in the bag. Like, you know, we got good snacks. I'm not complaining. Yeah. We got all the good snacks, and I actually take some home every day.
You sure damn do.
I sure do.
Yes, she does.
That's why we don't have as many of those good
That's
snacks.
That's where the wrap snacks Wrap snacks? I take them home all the time, and then my friends come over like, ooh, girl, you got all the snacks. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Sticky fingers.
Well, y'all, moving along, Kelly Clarkson admitted she never wanted to marry her ex, Brandon Blackstock, in the first place, she revealed marriage was important to her ex because he had children and a religious background. So here's what she said. I've never been that person because I've been through a couple divorces in my family. I just don't like to put any weight on it. It can happen. It doesn't have to happen. For my kids, I definitely would never even think about it until they're out of my house. What do y'all think about, like, her view on marriage?
She's saying that now, then she should have said yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Like, that whole marriage play on his behalf seemed like a scheme that Todd set up.
It was a scheme
because
that Todd set up.
He left the bank big.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, and all you had to do was get married and also say that you managed that person and, like, the judge qualified it all.
Exactly.
Now, Jesse, you said you would never get married. I mean, do you still feel that way?
No, I've always wanted to be married, but I think the older I get and the more I'm seeing what's happening in these marriages, I'm kind of leaning towards,
Stay outside, Jesse.
Stay outside. I want to get married to Brett and Judy.
Yeah, but they already
I want to be their wife. Because they have the perfect marriage. Like, I mean, I know everything's not perfect, but the way they love each other, the way they stand for each other, the way they support each other, I don't see that often. So I would love to be y'all's concubine.
You know, concubine isn't like being married.
Yeah. Oh, like being married?
No, that's it's not. Like,
well, can I just be a side wife or something?
You don't want to be a male side chick, but you want to be a female side chick?
2024 is wild.
She's been on wild now.
Coming up, y'all.
Zach Efron. Only women's over there.
Dish is about his first kiss, y'all. And you won't believe where it happened. That tea after the break.
Lord, help us, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Well, Zac Efron is kissing and telling.
No.
But no worries. He isn't being messy. He's not dropping any celeb names. He's actually keeping it pretty PG because he's reminiscing on his very first kiss. And it happened in a treehouse. Zac told W Magazine, we played Spin the Bottle. It was her birthday, and a bunch of us climbed up to the treehouse. There were candles. It was pretty cool. Now, like I said, he didn't tell us who this mystery girl was, but he did reveal that his childhood celebrity crush was Tia Carrera from Wayne's World. Swing, swing! So anyone here remember exactly how their first kiss went down?
Oh, that's cute.
It was in a phone booth.
A phone booth?
Yeah, so like in this building I used to live in the Bronx, there was a phone booth in the lobby, and it was this girl who I had a crush on. She was like a year or two older than me. And like we was waiting for the school bus to come. It was cold outside. Mm. And it's like, yo, we gotta keep warm somehow. And then we went to the phone booth, smooched real quick, and then got on the bus.
Oh, that's cute.
My first kiss was with a little Dominican boy. It was in middle school. Mm-hmm. We used to kiss in the stairwell. But I didn't know like that he was gonna kiss me. So like we were like, he asked me to meet him in the stairwell after school. So I went to go meet him in the stairwell and like he kissed me. I couldn't believe how like it felt. It was magical.
Well done,
yeah,
young man.
My first kiss was with a broom handle. Because you know, I didn't, remember you didn't know how to dance and you didn't know how to slow drag and my brother gave me a broom. And I had
the
broom.
What about the first human you
kissed?
Oh.
That's the
They said first kiss.
Well, yeah.
The first
kiss. First human kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I still haven't got kissed yet.
Oh, come on.
Gary, I'll kiss you. No?
He's going to turn into a frog. Don't do it.
Bring out the broom.
But thank you, Jason. Your air kiss.
Wow. All right, y'all, moving along. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Oh, y'all, brace yourselves for this one. So while one Atlanta man was trying to find a little boo thing on Tinder, he found something much more significant. He swiped right on a woman who ended up being his sister.
Oh,
I know y'all.
Oh my God.
Y'all, his sister was in his DMs trying to shoot her shot. However, he recognized her name as the name given to him by his mother as one of his possible siblings on his daddy's side. Oh, so he awkwardly revealed this to his Tinder match, and after they exchanged a few details, they indeed confirmed that they were siblings, y'all, and here's the gag. They even realized that they actually looked alike. Yeah. Guys, I mean, do you guys have any siblings that you don't know?
I think I found all my lost Pokemon siblings. Like, my last one I found, like, about probably at this point, maybe, like, 18 years ago.
Okay.
Because, like, I always heard I had another brother out there, but they changed his name to a Muslim name, so we couldn't find them. But then my sister saw somebody on Facebook. He's like, yo, this kid looked just like us. And kind of find out, yeah, he was one of us.
Wow. Well, I have a long-lost sister. I've only met her once, but I have no idea where she is. She's somewhere in Canada. Barbara. I'm your sister.
There has to only be 30 black Barbaras.
In Canada.
She's Haitian. So I'm like, I don't know a lot of Haitians named Barbara. So please, I'm looking for you. Yeah, I've been looking for her for a long time.
All right, y'all, up next, Sally Field dishes on her relationship with Burt Reynolds. He was a big old hater, y'all. More on that after the break.
Not Burt Reynolds? Mm-mm. I thought he was cool.
Like Burt Reynolds was a big
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back. Oh. All right. Got to reel him in, Brat. Okay, so Sally Field's new book, 50 Oscar Nights, is out, and she is not holding back. Now, if you remember back in the day, Sally and the late Burt Reynolds dated off and on for 5 years in the 70s and 80s. Well, Sally claimed that Burt was jealous of her fame back then, and he was mean to her.
Oh.
She shared a time she wanted to go to the Cannes Festival, and he pooped on the trip and said, "You don't think you're going to win anything, do you?" And he even refused to be her date to the 52nd Academy Awards. She ended up going with David Steinberg and his wife, and they had a blast. And Sally won that Oscar. You like me. You really like me.
Wow. What an asshole.
You would think that this man was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He was smoking the bandit, and they seemed like they were in love, but evidently there was some hating going on behind the scenes.
He under the bus when he was younger in his prime, right. And she's doing it now when she's older, because people want to know.
Yeah.
I don't
he's
think
been gone
so.
A few years. Which is the lesson here. If you got some issue you want to talk, wait until they go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Any
so they can't refute
it. Can't refute it, yeah.
Would you shut up?
Are you singing a song for Bert?
Yes.
The fact that it's been years. It's been years.
I thought that's the best time to spill tea when somebody dead.
Bert had to be slinging it for her to stay in this relationship.
And Bert was the guy.
He was the man.
She also could have been like, you know, his mustache was a toupee.
Okay. Yeah. Period. You know he was wearing a lace
front.
That's
one of the things he was super known for.
He was probably wearing a lace front.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.